Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Monday morning recap, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with mybookie.com. Just don't forget to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit up to a grande. Whew. Betting on the Olympics now. Delco, that's what I'm down to.
We got betting Olympic on the Olympics. Golf, yeah.
You're betting on golf. Basketball.
I might be done with golf forever, man. This has been an awful summer. It's awful. Not fun to watch either, man. The sport itself is just, Jesus Christ. They've got to figure it out.
I don't know. John Rahm won Live whatever in the UK.
Well, he did well at the British Open. So You've got to figure out a way to merge this tour. But
is this some Renaissance?
I hope so.
Could be.
Yeah.
Clubfoot. I root for him and his clubfoot.
We've talked about this before. He actually should be constantly penalized on every hole for bringing an extra club.
Extra club in his bag.
I think they should replace it with a wheel.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? But you're not allowed to take carts on the court.
Yeah, that's another penalty for him.
No, he would just have to register as a motor vehicle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
But I think Daly tried to do it, right? And they said no?
Daly does it sometimes for like the British Open. Yeah. Some courses allow it.
Really?
The PGA. Yeah.
Oh, God. Did you guys watch the Olympic ceremony, opening ceremony on Friday night?
I did not, but I saw it all over my timeline.
Yeah. Oh, no. Did something gay happen in France?
Again?
What do you... That's the funniest thing. All although like, I did you see... how gay this was? Like the thing in France? Yeah, probably.
Somebody showed sack.
So, yeah, they did. There was a fucking full ball sack out on television, which was nice. But you guys host Softcore History.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you this question because there's been a lot of debate online about what you should do and what you shouldn't do for the opening ceremonies. Does France have a long history of like gayness and trans and shit like that? Like, I genuinely don't know.
For the opening ceremony or just in general?
Just for France, because usually they try to tailor it to what the country is.
No, I mean, it would be more early 20th century Jewish people in Germany, actually.
For France?
No, for trans bullshit.
You're talking about bohemian and sort of like gender fluid. Yep. Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of France too, certainly.
But. A little, but like the court was more about making you a ridiculous amount of feminine or masculine, not about like gender swapping and shit like that. Although they did paint themselves up like weirdos, but it wasn't like, I don't know. We think of the French is super gay.
Yes,
but no, they're more apathetic about everything.
Yeah, but in reality, like, the Greeks are the gayest. The gayest culture of all time is by mm-hmm. far the Greeks.
The Greeks invented threesomes. The Romans brought women.
Gotcha. Because a lot of things confuse me about the not just that guy's ball sack being out, or it looked like a dog faced man at one point, and he was in a dress on the floor rolling around. Why have Lady Gaga, who is American? That doesn't really make any sense to me.
And that Celine is weird. Dion. There was a couple.
Celine Dion is Canadian.
Well, no,
she speaks French.
She's French Canadian.
It doesn't matter.
She's
a big difference.
She's not from France.
She's not from France. So that doesn't make any sense.
Saying. No, but that's what I'm saying. She's not French.
Right.
Celine Dion is not French.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, we're on the same page. Okay.
There was technical difficulties with Lady Gaga. She issued a statement afterwards. One of her dancers fell into the river.
That's pretty sweet, actually. The only part of the opening ceremonies I saw was the part that I actually thought was dope, which was everyone on the boats and LeBron James, like, fucking flag out front.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that a lot. I like that he and Coco Gauff were the flag bearers for the United States, because they are the American dream. They're the proof that none of this 1619 bullshit is real.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that black people can't succeed in America.
The LeBron's richer than Jesus.
They're quite literally
He's richer than all of us.
That's not true.
Aren't they still having issues with that river? Because all the poops they took in the river.
And so, by the way,
like no joke.
Yes,
like there's like E. coli.
No, the mayor just swam in it. She's fine.
Yeah,
she's
she
had
did.
Diarrhea ever since, but that's unrelated.
She did do that, but according to Olympic officials, there is no practice this week at all, so they're just gonna do it and then have them jump in because they're hoping it clears up by then.
It's a
big risk to
take.
I
mean,
for the gold medal.
Usually, a bunch of shit bacteria will just clear up on its own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, does it not flow out into the ocean from the river to the sea? Is that not
Paris
how that
is
works?
Pretty in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the river Seine empties out to. I guess probably the Atlantic or something. But
I don't know, but it isn't that simple, right? Like, poop weighs something. It weighs something, so it'll go to the bottom, or it'll stick to things on the side of the fuck.
Poop doesn't float.
Sometimes, yeah, but I mean, you've taken shits before.
What's the buoyancy of poop?
Even in that fucking short basin of water, it'll still go to the bottom.
You ever shit in the ocean?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, but not with my asshole submerged. That's dangerous.
What?
You never shit in the ocean?
I've never shit in the ocean.
I've shat off the side of a boat into the ocean, yes, 100%.
Oh, I was in it.
But
no,
don't do that.
I didn't have a choice.
Piss or shit in the ocean.
That's a two-way street.
Yeah.
I didn't have a choice.
Like, parasites will climb right into your dick hole or your fucking asshole.
It goes all the way to their brain.
Really?
Yeah, that's what happened to RFK.
That's true. Yeah, but I've done it, and it did float. I mean, it just kept going.
Fully submerged.
It goes for a little bit, but then it will eventually drop. It's like a dead body, right? You know, you drown, you'll drop a little bit, then you'll come back up, you get filled with gases, come back up, and then eventually you'll just go down again to the bottom.
Wearing board shorts, got up, faced the shoreline, and so the waves were hitting it, and it just went right through the pant leg and then into the water.
Oh,
so
I wasn't
in it.
Above water.
Correct. I was above water.
You didn't even pull your shorts down a little bit?
Nope. Because then it would have gave it away.
You just
so
shit
who
your
fucking
pants.
Cares? Is that illegal to shit in the ocean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But I watched it float away. So it being heavy, I don't think the weight of a turd has the weight you think it has. Like,
I
think that is going downstream.
It's not about weight. It's about buoyancy, right? And as soon as that thing stops being one clump, which is going to happen as soon as it hits any kind of disturbance in the water
mm-hmm.
and breaks apart, it's going right to the bottom. By the way, you're assuming a lot about French shits. One, that they're solid. Unlikely.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
They eat a lot of fat. There's an old saying.
A lot of carbs, too.
A lot of carbs baguettes, with the bread.
Yeah.
Pastries.
But a lot of coffee.
And a lot of coffee.
Strong coffee.
They exclusively have diarrhea there. I don't think any
and
French person's ever shit.
Cigarettes
or solid.
Left and right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Holy shit,
they're just
dude.
Blasting diarrhea out everywhere.
Well, they're going to swim in that in a couple days.
What swimming competition's in there?
I forget what it is.
Because it's not like... They're not doing the gold medal 400 meter.
No, it's
river,
a long
right?
it's a long distance
okay.
thing.
Okay. Are they doing rowing in it too?
They are, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I wouldn't even do that.
I know.
Dude, they do rowing. The UT team practices rowing on Lady Bird Lake, and that is pure diarrhea.
Yeah.
Pure Duke.
That's where I take off when I paddleboard.
What?
Their little dock.
Yeah.
They ran out of paddleboards too.
Pure Duke in that thing. And then everybody was in uproar over the Sistine Chapel thing, or the Last Supper, I'm sorry. The Last Supper there. People were calling it the Ozempic Games. It was pretty funny.
The Ozempic Games thing was funny. The Last Supper thing was definitely intentional. It wasn't just the Last Supper. They kind of blended some elements from the Last Supper with some Dionysian paintings, like Dionysus or Bacchus, whatever
It depends Feast on Feast of the Gods.
Yeah, I think. Feast of the Gods. But it's there's no in Feast of the Gods, which is a pretty famous painting. There is no figure right in the middle, especially not one with a fucking a trans fat person with a halo over their head, right? So they're definitely trying to start some shit. That's just all it was.
But that's why I wanted to ask about it today, because I couldn't figure it out.
A lot of people reacted to it in a way. It's like, oh, fucking blah, blah, blah. And I get it. People are constantly coming after Christians these days with impunity, right? Like, you could never, they never would have done like an old piece of Arab art or from the Ottoman Empire and had fucking Muhammad standing in the middle.
That was a piece, or at the end of the South Park episode where George, or where they weren't allowed to show Muhammad.
The bear, yeah.
They had Jesus and George Bush like pooping on each other at the end, just to be like, yeah, we could do this.
Yeah.
No problem here.
Yep.
Because it was like 08, so it was during the Bush administration.
Well, I mean, what year was Charlie Hebdo, though?
I lived in Austin when that happened, 07? So that was 07? Like 14.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was like 13 or 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because everybody remembers that, right?
Yes.
That's what happens when you do something anti-Muslim. And I think we should do that. I think maybe once a week we should Drinker Bros or Tetherball should buy a building somewhere. And once a week we have something called Fuck Muhammad, right? And I'll just stand on the roof. I'm not afraid of sloped roofs, by the way, and wait. And we'll see how it goes. You guys don't have to come.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I will say this about the Last Supper thing, whatever, though. Like, make this art, like, cringe again. And I mean that to the people getting outraged at it. Because it used to be, there was a time where you would see that and you would just be like, lame.
Yeah, like Piss Christ. Remember that?
Yeah, like poop. There was a Virgin Mary made out of poop, and it was just like,
it's fucking gay.
And you were just like, to the artist, you were just like, this is the dumbest shit. But now, because other people are getting angry, lines get drawn and sides get, and then it's like, oh, it's legitimate art. And then other people are like, oh, it's a horrible, like, just roll your eyes at it and move along. Like, it's just the dumbest shit. Like, literally, when I was a kid and even in college, I remember that people were just like, oh, wow, cool, you made Jesus out of fucking cow shit again, fucking neat, dude.
Yeah,
wow, you're a real fucking artist.
Yep.
Yeah, I've watched all of them, and it usually, you know, involves the theme of your country and everything else. That one didn't make any sense to me.
Well, McAfee he went on a bit of a rant about it this morning. He's like, can we just make this about sports? Like, why does the opening ceremony have to be a massive distraction from the fucking athletes who have spent the last 4 years training for this?
I agree.
And it doesn't make any sense. Because they're a bunch of fucking pieces of shit. All these people are shitbags. They're just trying to wedge whatever dumb anti-science bullshit they can into every facet of life for whatever reason. Some of them want to normalize it. Some of them just want to, like, I'm sticking it to the man. Did you see what we did?
Yeah.
We had Dionysus pretend to be Jesus with his balls out.
That's
fuck
what it,
yeah,
that's what
like,
it felt
that
like.
That is what
up.
It is, which is when it's you fucking react dumb, to it. Man. When you react to it with like anything other than like, oh, that was dumb. Like, you just can't react to it.
But the thing that sucks is the athletes come out throughout the entire opening ceremony, and then they're forced to be a part of that shit too. And you're like, God damn it, I didn't sign up for this fucking bullshit. And the one who did it the best was China. When they had just the best.
The drums going
everything
off.
Everything all the way around.
But if they fucked up, they were going
to
die.
Yeah, that's the only country with the discipline to pull something like that on.
Yeah.
One of my favorite late South or mid South Park episodes was that one where Cartman sees the opening ceremony and he's just like, oh my God, they're going to take over the world.
Yes, they are.
And then there was a 30 Rock joke too. He's like, we don't have that kind of control over our people. I can't go back to London during the Olympics.
Well, you know why they said it was, I guess, Xi Jinping at the time, they had to run it by him, what it was going to be. And he saw something mildly political or out of step. And he was like, cut it. Mm-hmm. Get that the fuck out of the show. Okay?
I mean, it's not the place for that shit. Like, if an athlete wants to make some political statement, I guess, do what you want. But the games themselves, why would you allow that?
Make it epic. Make it like kind of cinematic.
China
was. China was amazing.
China's whole thing was a political statement in and of itself. like the hosting and it being like as baller as possible.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, because we were coming off, what was the one before that? The Winter Olympics in Russia, right?
And no, Sochi was after that. Mm-hmm. And Sochi, oh, Sochi was when Wild Dogs were running around.
Wild Dogs were like in the hotels.
Yeah. Still the most expensive Olympics ever. Mm-hmm. They spent $34 billion.
Unfinished buildings would just have...
I kind of feel like $30 billion of that went to the oligarchs. And
yep, sure did. And they spent
There's no way they spent $34 billion.
No, they were wild. You
could build, like literally build an entire city for maybe $1 billion.
It's also a summer destination. Yeah. Hosting the Winter Olympics, yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys watch any of the basketball over the weekend? I watched Team USA... God bless Kevin Durant, who came off the bench and scored 21 points in the first half.
It takes a little time
from the field.
It takes a little time for the team to figure out who all is doing what. And I don't like Kerr is like, oh, we've got matchups and this and that for each different game. Like Jason Tatum didn't play in this last game.
That was wild to me.
He's like, yeah, it's because of the way the rotation works. It's only a 40-minute game, so fair enough. And his position is you can only use 10 people in a 40-minute game.
Legally?
No. Just like if your rotation is more than that, then people are going to be playing like 1 or 2 minute shifts.
Nobody's giving a rhythm, and
yeah.
He's playing 4D chess. He's trying to cause division inside the Boston Celtics, right? You don't bring Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
You bench Jason Tatum, and then you play Derek White.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. It was very fucking odd to me. And then LeBron James, man. Look, I'm not a fan, obviously, of LeBron. The person, but he's the only one that with a fucking heart that truly wants to win.
Derek Jesus White Christ. Wants to win.
He looks like he's ready to fucking kill himself out there. Derek so White, shout out to LeBron.
Dude. Derek White wants to. He had 2 chase down blocks in the game.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's why. Like, if I had to choose between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Derek White to be in my lineup at the Olympics, especially with the people he's surrounded with, 100% take Derek White every time because you don't need another wing player. You don't need a Jason Tatum or a Jaylen Brown when you have fucking LeBron James and Steph Curry.
I don't want to look at Derek White.
I mean,
it's rough to look at him. If we could do something about his face,
Jason
Tatum
is a much better looking man.
He's rich now. Just get fucking veneers, bro.
He's newly rich.
Yeah,
he's veneers, bro.
The season just ended. He just got the contract. I mean, you gotta, and you don't want to be playing with braces in the season. You might have to wait a whole other season.
No. Get veneers. Swap out the entire team.
Just get them all
done. Dude,
LeBron though has been. I didn't get to watch the Serbia game, but like during that Germany game that we were watching last week, like, I mean, you're right, like, he's just fucking taking over, like, he is putting it all on the line.
But how does a 40-year-old want it more than the rest of
these
fucking guys?
I don't care what anyone says about him being a whiner or going to super teams or whatever, like, he's probably a top 3 athlete in American history.
World history.
Yeah.
Like, who's fucking better? Hercules? Like, fake people? I mean, who?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
How are you born with a perfect body like that for a sport that you don't get hurt playing, arguably the hardest sport besides hockey, for fucking 22 years now? Jesus Christ. I mean,
you think basketball is the hardest sport in your body?
Yes.
No, not even close.
Up and down the court every single night for 22 years.
Football, hockey, are you kidding me?
Yeah, because I look at Kobe when he was like 35 and his body was fucked.
Sure.
But like, he couldn't get up and down the court anymore. There's
a reason running backs don't make it that long.
He had injuries.
So. Yeah. I guess physically, but I guess watching somebody do it, I guess was why I was impressed with Frank Gore. Frank Gore did it for how many goddamn years as running back? We've never seen anything like it.
And there's even still just like other sports where you just can't compete after a certain age. Soccer, even tennis for the most part still.
Tennis is physically demanding as well.
But and like soccer, well, at least in soccer and basketball, you can take play. There's some sports where you can't even take a playoff. But LeBron can hide himself for certain chunks of time.
You can take like 65% of the games off, like while you're playing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way,
if you're a running back, you take about 80% of the game off.
Well, you block. Call it 50, 60.
And then you got a third down back.
It can only be 50 because that's one half of the team. Right?
Oh yeah, you're only playing offense. 50. Only offense, yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So, but still, it's quite a bit more violent.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Team USA women basketball just won right now. That is
suck
over.
Suck at Japan.
Yeah, Japan got fucking smoked.
Yeah, that lady from University of South Carolina said if they had it to do over again, they definitely would have put Caitlin Clark on the team.
Like,
why
even
say that? Just don't even say it. But everybody knows you think that. Just don't say it out loud because it's fucking weird.
It also doesn't even matter. Like, women's basketball for the Americans, it's like... It's like assembling an Avengers team to fight a group of toddlers. Yeah. Like, it really doesn't matter if it's your A-list players or B. Like, they're just going to murder
and
whoever they're playing.
Just for ratings and the sport itself, put her on the fucking team. Even if Shumway plays
They should have had her and Angel Reese playing together on that Olympic team.
I agree. They're the two biggest stars of the fucking league right now. Yes.
There's absolutely better players in the WNBA than both of them, in my opinion, right?
Right now.
Yeah, right now. But nobody's more popular.
I agree.
Her bombing threes and Angel Reese being mean to foreigners is all.
We'd all be in. Like, you're right there. And you guys, God damn it. I think you should have done that. Watching Djokovic dismantle Nadal was fucking wild to me.
Well, Nadal's a corpse at this point. So.
It was sad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
6-1, 6-4.
Is he going to retire after this year? Because he doesn't have much left.
That's what I wanted to ask you.
Play the U.S. Open, or maybe he's... I mean, he basically has like a courtesy invite to the French Open until he dies. But like, it's... And he's playing... They're playing at Roland Garros, right? So they're playing at his best place.
Yeah.
And...
They were... He's done.
Yeah, I think he's still in doubles. I'm sure Alcaraz is dragging his body through that.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, he's just cooked. He's just – it's a miracle he even lasted as long as he did.
I agree.
And by the way, like, people forget, Nadal, for a hot second, held the record for most majors. He passed Federer, and then Djokovic passed Nadal, not Federer. So there's nothing left he has to do.
No,
whatever.
I agree.
Just go.
I agree. He wanted to give it one more shot.
There's a cause with all those steroids.
Do you think he
was on steroids?
Oh, yeah.
Hair's gone. He has, like, horse legs.
His legs are insane, but some people are just born with that?
Nah, he's juiced.
His upper body, though, wasn't that big.
It was pretty big. Nadal was pretty jacked.
For a tennis player, Nadal was really jacked.
Maybe.
Like,
maybe was.
Usually you see these, like, string beans.
That's true. I won't rule it out.
Yeah, like, if you look at, like, most of the... I mean, Alcaraz is short, but if you look at, like, Zverev and Medvedev and Djokovic, like, they're pretty thin.
Yeah. Simone Biles dominated over the weekend. That was fun to watch. Katie Ledecky ended up getting another medal for the United States. Swimming, all that other stuff is always fun to watch. And there was some weird sports, though, that I was like, what the fuck? I think I came over to your house on Saturday. Was it 6-on-6, like handball for dudes?
Handball's sweet, dude.
Yeah, handball's good. Yeah, I enjoy it.
And forgive me, because I've never seen it played together with other people. It was a 1-on-1 game in New York. So, like, there's handball courts everywhere.
No. That's a different type of handball. That's when you're slapping it against the wall.
Yeah, what is this?
That's wall ball.
There's different names for it. Yeah.
People call it handball, but, like, actual handball is
a team sport.
It's like hand soccer.
It's like a squishy kind of ball.
It's almost like a mini soccer ball.
Yeah, kind of a mini soccer ball. Not squishy is not the right word.
But like if you get a soccer ball at a fair, you win a soccer ball at a carnival. Yeah. And it's like a smaller one.
And it's similar rules to like rugby, I guess, where you can take a couple steps and you have to pass. You can shoot from different parts.
Right. It's water polo on land.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
With a little bit of ultimate frisbee.
Water polo, you could swim indefinitely. If you can make it all the way down the court, you can make it. But nobody ever. I mean, what would be the point?
Which is why I said we should have a better U.S. handball team. Because all our retired athletes, all the basketball players, all the quarterbacks,
just go get a bunch of sweet college. That's my strategy for like half the sports that we're not good at internationally is go get a bunch of sweet college wide receivers who aren't going to make it in the NFL and just let them go obliterate everyone in other sports.
A bunch of like small forwards,
and like Chase Buttinger,
is
a beach volleyball player now, and he's like dominating.
Yes,
because he was, and he made the NBA. But he was seven years
in the NBA.
Yeah, but he was a better like because
these are just better athletes than most of these people that specialize in these dumb sports.
Oh yeah, 100%. Handball is fun as fuck. Like the few times I played it in like gym class, I loved playing handball.
Handball is fun.
The one gripe I have, and I always have this when they play in other countries in different time zones, is we already know the winners, and then they're showing it to us later doesn't exist, where I'm like...
I can only watch live, yeah.
That's an NBC issue, I think.
Don't you think so? Shouldn't they just show this shit live?
Yes.
Do they, though?
They do for the most part. Like, when I got home today...
Is it on the app? Is it on Peacock?
Peacock, it's definitely on the cock.
A lot of it's live broadcast. Like, I got home today from the airport to let my dogs out, and Alcaraz was playing some Dutch guy.
Yeah. If you download the NBC Sports app on your smart TV and then log into it through whatever fucking television service you have, then everything is on that app.
Okay.
So you don't even have to go to Peacock.
They will replay certain shit during prime time because I know like old people.
Because they end up showing that Team USA game later on in the day yesterday for basketball. Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Who? Okay, it was you. All right. And then men's gymnastics finally won a bronze.
I don't care about men's gymnastics.
You should.
I care about like, Simone Biles,
yeah,
who is a fucking stud.
Men's gymnastics is so weird because it's like they're too big to do the crazy shit that the women
like, that's why the people who win are like fucking Asians or Russians.
Yeah.
Right? Usually is who does well on the men's side.
Like you need Simone Biles and her particular muscle mass combined with her tiny height to do the fucking bananas shit she can do. Yeah. Like you can't have like a 5'10 guy do
you that. Don't like Captain America doing backflips?
No, it's weird looking.
I'm not trying. I don't care about some dude on some fucking rings, dude. Get out of here.
Yeah.
This little fucking 4 foot tall black girl doing 80 flips in a row. I'm in for that
all day.
Show me that.
So she's got a calf injury and limped off the other night. Mm. They just announced she will compete in the team finals.
This is her last Olympics, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Well, she's 27. Yeah. It depends. I mean, she's a freak of nature.
Yeah, she is.
Right?
She's LeBron.
You typically don't
gymnastics.
Make it this long.
Yeah.
No. You didn't even make it past 20.
She's an old maid. Yeah,
she
gymnastics.
Is.
And there's that other, I didn't catch her name, but there's another black girl, a little bit taller, but still like a fucking stud. She
not
was,
Gabby Douglas, is it?
I don't
no,
know her
she
name.
Didn't
I,
make it.
Yeah,
I have no idea what her name is, but she was doing stuff that we saw Biles doing years ago, like off the horse, flip, 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 and just like stick it in the ground. I don't know how people do that.
It's insane.
Honestly.
Yeah. And then Canada's women's team here.
Soccer.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about Canada.
Connor
or
Stallions.
Women.
They got a Connor Stallions over there.
Oh, yeah.
They got
yeah.
Cont spying
yeah.
At the Olympic Games.
That's sweet. I'm into that.
So they got docked 6 points in their group, which means they will never advance.
What are the FIFA rankings for the Canadian women's team?
I bet it's high. I bet they're really high.
I bet it is,
probably
too.
Good, because North American women do really well in soccer. But it's like, just play the games. And who are they spying on? Because if it wasn't the U.S., that was a waste of fucking time.
Also, what can you really take from filming another team in soccer?
Nothing.
That's what I don't get.
You already know what their formation's going to be.
Yeah.
Oof, USA is only 5th in the world right now. Canada's 8th.
We're going through a transition.
We had a
right
bunch
now.
Of people retire, yeah, but I think we're going to win the World
we're
Cup.
We're a bunch of old heads.
So it's Spain,
the new generation.
The gold medal?
Yeah, Spain, France, England,
no, I don't
Germany.
Think we'll win the gold medal. I think we'll win the World Cup. 2 years from now, whenever it is.
Okay. Rodman's daughter's really good. Dennis Rodman. His daughter's very good.
Yeah, we're kind of they could win, I guess. I don't think they'll win gold this year, but they have a lot of talent. Just like all their fucking elder statesmen are gone now.
Yeah, they are.
Dansby Swanson's wife is lighting it up.
Mal
over
Pugh,
there.
Baby,
really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, she has 3 goals in the first 2 games for the first time in American history.
That's fucking dope. All right, let's go. We got some sponsors real quick that put this show on the air. Obviously, first and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch. Get to the action today with mybookie.com and turn your love of sports into your new side hustle. On fake news earlier, Bob said the over-under for the first preseason football game on Thursday night is 32.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in on that.
I'll
even throw in a teaser. I don't even know who's fucking playing.
Are you
I don't
Buffalo
care.
And somebody? I can't remember.
I don't I'll care. I know it's always in Cleveland, or in Akron, rather, for the Hall of Fame. No, Canton. God damn it, dude.
One of those. Oh, it's Bears Canton. And Texans.
Bears and Texans. Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah. Let's do the under on the Bears for sure. Oh, fucking Caleb Williams is playing.
He's not year. Playing in that game.
No. I wouldn't imagine. I would sit out CJ Stroud as well if I'm the Texans. Sit out everybody, because daddy needs to hit that under. If they let me fucking tease that too. Well, we're back, baby. After losing all my money in golf this summer, dude, let's go. Football can't get here fast enough. Speaking of which, you bet on everything right now. NFL lines are up. College football lines are up. All of it. It's up, dude. D'Anthony will, him and I will be there. It's that Thursday night opener in Illinois. University of Illinois, and then we'll be at the Georgia-Clemson game in Atlanta on that Saturday, gambling on all of it, drinking hard AF seltzer. The cans just rolled off, dude. It's weird seeing a 16-ounce can of hard AF seltzer that's going to Illinois. Holy shit, dude. They're serving in the stadiums, so like...
Hell yeah.
That's going to be black and central, and I can't fucking wait.
They need something to do in those games, because cheering on the team is not...
We'll see. I don't know. Nah, I don't know anything about Illinois football. Their basketball is excellent.
I'm just talking shit because I'm a Mizzou fan.
Their basketball is excellent over there. Don't know much about their football, but we'll be there handing out some free hats and all that fun stuff. We got colors for all the different schools and everything. So join us if you're in University of Illinois, August 29th on that Thursday night game. I believe kickoff is at 7 p.m. CST, which Illinois is in, and we'll have money on it from my bookie. Looking forward to it. Next up over here, we got First Form. Look, I always tell you about the micro factors. Huge fan. Always take them every single day. They sit right next to my computer on my desk. And it's got the big six in here, the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics. Comes in this plastic pouch. There's 30 of them, so you're good to go. Pop it in your mouth, and you can move on with your day. Let's face it. A lot of you guys don't eat the way you need to, work out the way you need to on a daily basis, and you need a little extra help. A lot of you need protein. And, D'Anthony, this is a protein company, first and foremost.
Yeah, protein. Yeah. 24 grams per scoop.
The big boys.
Yeah, a lot of good flavors. This morning I had vanilla ice cream and red velvet cake. I mixed them together.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
And milk.
All right.
Yeah. It's like with the milk. Hold on. Let me do the math. It's like 55 grams of protein, I think.
Look at you. Yeah. Thick Dukes, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a half and half shake.
Thick Dukes.
Yeah, more or less.
Because red velvet's more or less chocolate.
It's great.
It's just chocolate with red 40 in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the red is meaningless in red velvet cakes.
So. And I take their liver detox usually every fucking Monday, dude. We got the new flavors of Hard AF Seltzer in here. Drinking a shit ton of them, man. They're so fucking good. Let's go. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Load up. Free shipping on orders over $75. And it's first with a one. So it's one STPHORM. firstform.com/drinkingbros. And we got drinkingbrostickets.com. Anything, even the Olympics, we got tickets for it. You name it, all over the world, concerts, college football. So any of these games you want to join us at, like those Illinois tickets are very cheap opening night.
They're gonna be cheap right until the fucking game starts.
Sure are. You can get them on drinkingbrostickets.com. You can get everything. Somebody got Limp Bizkit tickets the other day.
Creed too.
Creed, yeah. Bizkit, all of it.
You can get tickets to watch Gary take a shit.
Oh, really? There.
Yeah. We started selling those tickets.
Yeah. Creed 9/11. We'll be in Dallas for 9/11 for Creed.
Is it Dallas or Fort Worth?
Whatever. They're both the same.
Well, people are going to buy tickets to it.
There's only one option. Just if you type in 9/11, you know, never forget, obviously, you can get tickets.
Hold on.
You can get tickets to...
Wait, Creed's coming to the fucking Moody Center in November.
Sure. They're sold out everywhere, and they keep adding dates.
It sounds like we're going to two Creed concerts.
Yeah, we are. We're definitely doing that.
Are you guys going to go to the one in Austin? You're not going to fucking Dallas, right?
No. But, I mean, November what? Yeah, I can...
Well, he's always been against 9/11.
I don't want to remember it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's an outside job.
Yeah, it really was.
It
was definitely an inside job. it's at the Dos Equis Pavilion at Fair Park Complex in Dallas.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then on the 13th, they're in fucking San Antoine at the AT&T Center it's called now.
Oh, yeah. I like that place. The brand new place.
Mm-hmm. The way this first.
Yeah, we went to the Sweet 16 there.
That is not brand new.
Yes. Newish.
It's newish.
I think it's like 10 years old.
You're thinking of the Alamo Dome.
The Alamo Dome is from the 70s.
No, we went to the Sweet 16 there. It was beautiful.
It's not bad. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I just don't think it's new. I think it's like 20 years old.
No, that AT&T Center is new, I think. It looked new. It was nice. We had a good time there. So head on over there and then grab a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer on your way to any of these events. All right. Every HEB in Texas, Total Wines across the board.
Date opened October 18th, 2002. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Wow, they really keep it up.
They did. Yeah, it looks nice.
That's why I remember I remember looking it up before. That's why I mentioned it at all, because it's so fucking nice. Like, how is it still that nice?
I like it. Usually everything especially in San Antonio goes to shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Because the people there are terrible.
I would have sided with you guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Fuck you too, then.
Thank you. Just, fuck you too.
You know, retroactively.
Exactly.
Just in case.
But real quick here. So Hard AF Seltzer, a lot of people were asked. It's opening up in Illinois. In August 15th, and I believe in Michigan as well on the 15th.
And Oregon.
Oregon will be the month after, Montana, and then Idaho after that. And then we'll be in Oregon for the Ohio State Oregon game, having Hard AF Seltzer with you guys. We're looking for a tailgate at Illinois.
I don't know anybody that goes to school there.
I don't either. So if you guys go to Illinois games, hit us up, and then we'll do the show live from your tailgate on that Thursday night. But
wouldn't surprise me if that was a bit of a more of a bar situation at Illinois. They have a good bar district there, from
they
what
do.
I recall.
Oh, that's my buddy Gerber.
Cam's.
Yeah,
Cam's
yeah.
is great.
Oh yeah, we have a friend that we used to podcast with that
he went to Illinois. So yeah.
Cam's is I'll great. Ask. Cam's is great, man. By the way, looking at that schedule,
men. When we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cool. Holy shit, because we were doing some events down here in Texas, obviously, with Austin. Texas Longhorns schedule this year is fucking brutal.
It's tough.
Georgia's probably worse.
Georgia's is good. Yeah.
Yeah, but you lose three games, you still make it to the
I know, playoff. That's what sucks,
no,
right?
Not three. I think two is going to be the limit.
No, three.
Not this year.
Not this year.
SEC teams, there's going to be so many with like three or four losses.
I mean, fingers crossed. That'd be sweet for Missouri, but I think two is going to be. Two's the limit for a school like Missouri. Maybe Georgia can get into a three, but...
Yeah, come on, dude.
Yeah,
is Missouri going to be good this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have a favorable schedule.
The expectations are so high.
I know.
It's going to be awesome to see you disappointed.
Yeah,
I welcome it.
Well, same with you. You bet on UCF. I was when I popped in the other day. You were betting on UCF to win the conference.
Big 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that happens. Well, kind of, because then you
we're the third favorite. We're behind Utah and Kansas State.
You're ahead of KU.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Good.
That's funny.
KJ Jefferson.
What?
Okay.
They made KJ Jefferson too good in the video game, so that's why my expectations are high.
Yeah, they didn't account for his fatness.
He's so fat.
How do you like the game so far? I like it.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And UCF's the perfect team to play with because we're like just in the middle. That I can like elevate us.
Oh yeah, and get you up there. How's your stadium on it?
They got it down. They have the 2017 national champion sign.
Do they really?
That's funny.
And then they. In the fourth quarter, they have the rocket go above.
Oh, that's dope.
They have a launch.
Okay.
Every game. It doesn't happen every game.
No, but it's fun.
We were there for the Kansas State
game. We were there, yeah. And we got to see it.
Yeah. Notre Dame Stadium looks good, too. I played like a – I don't know why it even popped up. It was just like a random game. I just was playing to see what what everything looked like. I hadn't started playing anything specifically yet. And one of the teams was Notre Dame, and that stadium looks pretty good.
But if you want to go based off my season that I just had – R.J. Harvey, our running back, won the Heisman. He broke Barry Sanders' record for yards and touchdowns. Mm. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So that'll probably happen.
So it's unrealistic.
That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to get some Chipotle. I'm going to get high as shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to play fucking football for
that means I'm a stat batter.
You're going to play football, poop for an hour, then play more
football. No.
Well, Chipotle.
I'm in control. my diet is so regimented that one fucking off meal doesn't do anything to me anymore.
Chipotle?
Oh, yeah. Here's what I do. I get like a fucking burrito bowl, right?
Yep.
And I fill it with all the shit that I want, double meat, everything. And then I get large chips, put the chips on a fucking on a cookie sheet, and then you put that queso all over them.
Yep.
And then you bake it for a minute to melt everything and crisp up the chips, and you just dump the toppings on top, and you got nachos.
Look at that.
At the end.
Look at that. Just so,
and I eat the whole so fucking thing, too.
I agree.
It went downhill like 3 years ago.
I'm still all in. Yeah,
maybe down where you live, in Oak Hill or wherever the fuck. What's it called? Oak Hill?
I've been off Chipotle for years.
Chipotle up here.
New Chipotle is great.
The one that I get it from is either, it depends on how traffic is that day based on, like, I'm right in between Buddha and fucking Belterra here.
Right.
So it's either Belterra or Buddha for me. Those are both good. Like, white people work there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Buddha. They sure do. Major League Baseball trade deadline here. Braves did nothing.
No, it's tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Uh-huh. But everybody else is doing fun stuff. Right. Why aren't the Braves?
There haven't been that many huge trades.
Well, the Braves should sell, right?
The Yankees got Jazz. I've been disconnected all weekend because I was at the beach.
A lot of people. There have been quite a few moves. So the Yankees got Jazz, Chisholm. The Mariners picked up Randy Arozarena. Now they got Justin Turner today, which, you know, whatever.
They just need bats. The Mariners are in a similar situation to the Braves where they're really hurt.
The Cardinals got Fetty from Chicago along with Tommy Pham from Chicago.
I hate Tommy Pham.
Yeah, everybody hates him.
If you want to listen to a fun story about Tommy Pham, just Google Tommy Pham strip club.
Or Tommy Pham, Jock Peterson.
Yeah. Tommy Pham basically walked up. It's just so funny. It's so on brand for Tommy Pham. Two dudes were arguing next to his car in a strip club parking lot at fucking like 4 a.m. And Tommy Pham decided, I'm going to go talk shit to both of them and yell at them to get away from my car. Mm-hmm. And he got stabbed, which is what happened.
Yeah,
to you
good for him. Good for him. The Cubs swapped third baseman with the Rays. They have pretty commensurate stats, which means that the Cubs just got trade raped 100%.
Probably,
right? Yeah. Like, don't ever make that. If it doesn't make all, if it makes too much sense or doesn't make sense at all, don't do a trade with the Rays.
Oh,
ever.
My God, no. I guarantee, like you just need to be asking yourself, why do the Rays want to do this?
Well, it's another year that the Rays traded everybody.
Again. Yeah. The Royals got Michael Lorenzen from the Rangers.
He threw a no-hitter for the Phillies last year.
Lorenzen?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, shit.
First start for the Phillies.
Let's see. Who else? Young players.
It's really
don't
just
care.
Rosarina and Jazz are the only two like humongous names to move so far.
I mean, Paredes and Morel are both really good players.
Yeah.
The swap between the Cubs and the Rays. I don't know why they did that. the Mets picked up Winker from Washington. I don't know if that's going to really do anything, but the Mets are doing pretty well right now, so they don't need that.
They're in the playoffs as of right now.
Ryan Stanek went from the Mariners to the Mets. That didn't work out for him.
What's Estevez like, the closer for the Angels?
Carlos?
He's good, but they have Ben Joyce, so they don't need him, you know? Ben Joyce is going to step into that role now.
Did Philly pick him up?
We did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good, but we'll see how he fits in. You guys have had some problem in the back end of your bullpen, so
ESPN though does have the Philadelphia Phillies as the team to beat with both the deepest lineup and the deepest rotation.
Yeah, heard that before.
Yeah, so, with your own team. Yeah,
I heard that before about the Phillies too.
Yeah,
the best Phillies teams I've ever seen
didn't win a World Series. Yeah, the Four Horsemen.
Yeah,
plus Joe Blanton.
Yeah,
but that was still with Howard Utley.
Yep.
Jason Worth.
And it was Holiday, Cliff Lee,
Jimmy Rollins,
Roy Oswalt.
Was what's his name still there? The Hawaiian dude? Shane Victorino.
He was there.
Was Abreu still there?
No, Abreu was gone.
But, okay.
The home run derby ruined his swing.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about baseball. The Braves need to make moves, or they're probably, though I think they're still going to make the playoffs because I just don't think there's enough depth in the National League to keep us out. But
we're only one game ahead of the Mets.
You know what it was? We lost the heart and dick of our team. Pat Burrell.
Yep. He, where'd he go?
He
went to the Giants.
The Giants
who started winning World Series. Yeah.
The Braves, there's smoke around the Braves. So Garrett Crochet, it's a 25-year-old lefty from the White Sox. And they have Luis Robert, an outfielder, also 26, I believe.
Both high pedigree guys.
Yeah, very, very good players in a bad situation, it seems. complicated. I think with the catcher that the Braves have in AAA and a couple more pieces, they could probably secure that one. I don't know if they will or not, but I'm hoping at least if they don't make any move, they haven't even, there's not even a whisper of them making a move yet. I guess there was some smoke around fucking what's his nuts from,
I think Rosenthal reported that we were in talks for Crochet.
Yeah, that's yeah, so that's happening. And then Taylor from the Angels as well.
Yeah.
Who is like, that does nothing for us. They may as well not even make a move. He's not worth anything. It, like, unless they do a bunch of other shit, getting surrendering a fucking prospect for him doesn't make any sense. So at the very least, they could fire Brian Snitker and get him the fuck away from this organization. I mean, he's the worst manager in Major League Baseball. He sucks at everything. He's completely lost his clubhouse. Like, No, there's nobody in charge over there anymore. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's been extremely rudderless this year, which has been...
It's been rudderless since he got there. Like the team,
he won a World Series.
The team has kept it together, not because of him.
No. I mean, how many guys in the league?
People like him in the clubhouse. That's not the manager's job.
That's kind of being
liked.
A manager.
It's not.
That was Terry Francona's thing.
It's more being a manager than it
Terry
is being
Francona
a head
was
coach
a great
or
manager.
Something. You know what I mean? Like it's more a manager's job than it is like an NFL head coach's job. Like you don't just want to be liked as a head coach. But as a manager, it's just about keeping calm. Not just about, but a lot of it is keeping just like chill over 162. I think the problem is, though, is that he's too lax. Like he is not, there's no leadership instituted. It's been a serious problem, especially since Freeman has left.
Is he letting too many people in the clubhouse eat fried chicken and play video games?
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe.
Wouldn't surprise me. The players love him.
Just like Terry.
And the old players. Shit, when we talked to Tim Hudson.
Hmm?
He goes, what do you, you know, we were asking about the Braves, and he goes, what do you think? And I was like, I'd love to fire the manager. And he goes, oh, man, Snicker? And I was like, man, I can't
Snit.
Even.
Everybody
I,
calls him Snit.
Yeah, and I go, I can't even say that name out loud. Like, I'm worried about getting canceled every time I say his last
Sounded
name.
Not great, right?
But
there,
they love him.
It.
Yes, they love him.
Call him.
All the players love him. Former players love him. Like, everybody.
Yeah, but that's, again, that's not, your job is not to be loved. It's to be the leader of the fucking team. Or to empower the on-field leader of the team. It's one of those two things, right? It's not because any idiot can you can program Grok AI to set your lineup every day and it would do a fine job just based
we'll
on fucking data analysis.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we will get there probably.
I mean, we're gonna have robot arms.
Yeah,
so.
But we'll see. I mean, next year. Anthopoulos usually makes moves
in the dark, never hear much.
He's made some good ones. He's made some extremely bad ones as well. Right.
I think at this point, it's probably the jury. I think it's safe to say, I don't care what happened last year. It was a mistake to let Freddie Freeman go.
Yeah, not even for, like, dudes are going to have up and down years. Now, Freddie is usually
immune consistent.
To that because he just, like, his swing is, it's harder to feed him. But his clubhouse presence is what we really lost. And the team has gone downhill rapidly since he left.
Yeah. He even took his kid off the field during the home run derby because he got hit in the leg. And he just goes, get out of here. You shouldn't be out here. We shouldn't be out on this field. He's a leader.
Yeah. You know,
Freddie Freeman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you should, if you're going to be a leader, you should at least be one of your own children, probably.
He goes, hey, go stand against the fucking wall. Because he was about 10 feet away, and I liked it. And I was like, I miss you, Freddie.
You guys finally on board with Paul Skeens for Cy Young?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
He's not going to get enough starts, but
there's no requirement.
He's the most, there's technically not, but it won't work. But he's the most dominant pitcher in baseball.
Gave up two runs and lost the other day.
I know. He's like
It's either him or Chris Sale. Nobody else in the National League is anywhere close. Especially not with Lopez going down now for the Braves. We don't know if he's gonna be out at all, but
I think give it to Skeens.
Just
dude.
Give it to him.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He needs to get like some
Chris Sale's gonna win the Cy Young.
I think Chris Sale's gonna win. I do love
to fix his face.
Yeah. That he looks the way he looks and is with Olivia Dunn.
He's the fucking Gardner Minshew of Major League Baseball, but he's actually good.
Yeah, he's pretty much.
Gardner Minshew is great.
No, he's not. He's terrible.
He's the starting quarterback of the Los Angeles Raiders.
You like that
Las
he has
Vegas
severe
Raiders.
Acne and he's just getting it. He's just giving it to Livy
Paul
Dunn.
Skeens?
Yep. That's the SEC, though.
Can we get him and get a mullet on this guy somehow?
Skeens, yeah.
He had one.
Just fully lean into
it. He did have one at LSU.
Where is he from? Is he from Louisiana?
I bet he's from the South.
Who knows? But if there's a guy having a better life right now, you show me who that is.
He's a fucking horse.
I was going to say, fuck, no, because of his wife. She sucks.
Who?
Livy Dunn?
Mahomes.
Oh, he's California.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Skeens is from California.
Mahomes has to wake up every day next to that fucking stupid bitch.
I know.
Yeah, so. But they swing.
That's what I heard.
Well, he got some tattoo.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Speaking of Mahomes, again, I love this guy. It's the rest of his family that are just fucking weirdos, but he does and says all the right things. So last week, ton of high fucking profile quarterbacks getting massive, massive deals.
It's the market.
Tua? Got 4 years, $212 million.
Fuck yeah, give it to
him.
That's
the market. It's whoever's up next has the
highest. Tua's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. All he had to do was not fall directly on his fucking head every time he got tackled.
Yeah. Jordan Love.
Literally.
But the Dolphins are soft.
If Tua had learned, even as a child, if he had done jiu-jitsu once in his life before fucking coming to the NFL or playing college football, none of this shit would have ever happened.
Cut into his dad's spanking time.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to learn to fall.
I mean, he could have thrown him down on the ground a couple times.
But it's the spank isn't a legal move in jiu-jitsu. So.
Oh, well, not the jiu-jitsu I do. It's That's mostly, true. It's mostly spanking.
It happened in UFC this weekend. Kaev got the pants down, and he was going for the smack.
I mean, that would be – why would you not do that if you were a UFC fighter and you were absolutely owning another dude? Just start literally like
– spanking them.
Like it's illegal. Can't do it.
Put him over your knee.
Can't do it.
That's not true.
But also, you don't need to pull the pants down. The spank alone is shameful.
Just do combat jiu-jitsu where you can slap open hand slap.
Although you should cheat in any type.
But
of
it's only it you keep just only open hand slapping the dude on his ass. He's like, dude, come on, can you fucking
please,
knock this shit
stop.
Off?
Are you guys okay with Jordan Love getting 4 years, $220
yeah, the
from?
There's
from
no
it's the market. Next guy up is going to get the highest.
There's no number that I. Yeah. That
well, next guy up is Dak Prescott.
He'll get paid.
When? Everybody's asking when he's going to get paid.
Well,
here.
So it's the same.
I think Jerry Jones hates him.
It's the same conversation about head coaches in college football. Who's coming next? Like, if you and the Cowboys are especially susceptible to this mindset too, because they went like three quarterbacks in a row that are just fucking terrible, and it ruined the franchise for a while.
Well, it's weird. They're not terrible. They always go to the playoffs, and there's always high expectations.
But there were years from 98 or 9 until like 2004. It was or 2006 maybe. It was before
because you had Romo.
They had Romo. So they've had back-to-back
Romo
quarterbacks.
Romo was when I was in college though. There
yeah,
was
Romo was later. He was like 2005
Romo,
or
you've
6.
Had Dak, you know, and they've gone to the playoffs. They're always like 11 and fucking 5 or
yeah, they're
doing 18
just
games
like
this year?
Competent enough to keep.
Yeah, and then they'll let you down in the first round. But they asked Mahomes.
They had Quincy Carter for a while.
Well, he was a fill-in.
Quincy Carter, Anthony Wright, Ryan Leaf. That was their quarterback room 1 year.
They had Ryan Leaf in the
room? Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
and then that was 2001. 2002, they're rocking Chad Hutchison.
There were some dark years for the Cowboys.
Yeah, there really was.
Yeah, they're not. I guarantee you, Jerry's not doing that again. So
no, he's sticking with Dak.
Afraid of he is. The only thing you could do is this year trade Dak for a shitty team's number one draft pick. That's the only move you can make, right?
Yeah.
This year's draft is loaded, but I don't know.
But not in QB.
Not the quarterback.
Yeah, not quarterback.
So I already looked at the quarterback
position. 26 draft is going to be good for quarterbacks.
Well, I looked at the quarterback position. They got Quinn Ewers going in the top 10.
Quinn
Ewers and they
good.
Got Shedeur Sanders. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
I'm all set on that.
I wouldn't put my franchise in those guys' hands. No, but Mahomes said, look, no, I'm not overpaid. Right, he goes, I'm not underpaid. And he goes, I'm not renegotiating a fucking deal. I'm not doing any of the bullshit. He goes, congratulations.
Yeah, but when his contract's up and he gets paid again,
it'll be the highest. He understands that. Hey, by the way, like I guess it's one thing if you're in a different sport making a certain amount of money, but like he's getting paid $500 million and he's...
He owns part of the Royals.
He owns part of the Royals and part of several other pro sports teams. I think...
He's okay.
Like, he's doing fine. All he knows that at this point, like, he has more money than he'll ever need, so all he needs to do is win.
And so here was his exact statement. I think we do a great job of managing my money to be able to pay for me and a lot of money and keep a good team around me. I know we've kind of restructured it a couple times and got the cash flow up in certain spots and in certain years. It's about having good dialogue, good communication with the front office and ownership. We've all done that here, and as we've been able to allow me to be the highest paid guy and also build a great team around me. That's what everybody should say, but like, dude, even Tyreek Hill, as I watched an interview with him last week, he is looking for more money because they're paying wide receivers more money. It was like, motherfucker, you already left for like $150 million.
No.
It's also, you just like, at some point, like you need to get the bag, certainly. But like at some point, like you're just a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
If all you care about is like, give me more money.
On a shitty team where you're like, all right, cool. I don't think the Dolphins even will win a Super Bowl in my lifetime.
Even if you're on the Chiefs, like, I mean, it's like, I don't know. Like at some point, it's not about a paycheck. Like get in revenue share, get points on the back end. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You like it, and fair enough if that's what you want, like more merch sales or whatever. But like, God damn, dude. Like at some point, you have so much money that the only thing that matters is your legacy, and the only thing that's going to make you money after you retire is your legacy.
Yeah, having also, a good rep.
The Chiefs ownership is like there's some hush hush money on the back end.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, with the Hunt family. Fuck yeah.
I'm sure. I'm sure that whole city is doing anything they can. The Missouri governor pardoned Andy Reid's son after he killed a guy.
Yeah, sure did.
As good of a person Andy Reid is, his family not is like the exact opposite.
Yeah, I think that's wild. Story of
2003,
many.
Quincy Carter started for him again. 17 touchdowns, 21 interceptions.
Oh, God.
Chiefs are just full of bad guys, though.
Bad families.
A lot of bad
families. Bad families.
Then Vinny Testaverde.
Not the players.
It kind of... I mean, the people Mahomes surrounds himself with kind of...
He didn't choose his brother?
Kind of tells me he's a bad guy.
He didn't choose his brother.
He chose not to fucking execute him as a child, which is what he should have done.
And I think the thing with his wife, like, she controlled him in middle school. And, like, we all saw what he looked like back then.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best pussy he could get, and he got stuck with it.
And look, he was only a 3-star recruit.
Right. And she wrote it out, so you kind of have to give her the credit.
Started from the bottom, I know.
And now, so you got to kind of give her credit.
Yeah.
As much as we shit on her. And then Aaron Rodgers, God, this guy won't shut the fuck up, dude. They had a sloppy practice with the Jets, and he's just like, I'm not happy with anything. Cool, Aaron. Nobody was happy that you tore your Achilles and were out the entire fucking season last year.
Well, he can't really control that.
What's their backup plan?
Just play football. That's what I was just going to ask. What is their fucking backup
Wilson's
plan?
Gone, right?
He's gone. So who is it? And then do you just give up an entire season?
You better. With,
they have so much talent on this team on both sides of the ball. And then you're just going to give it up again for one fucking guy?
Tyrod Taylor is there.
That's not
QB2.
Bad.
That's actually not bad. It's better than Wilson.
With Breece Hall and Braylon Allen and the receivers they have and the defense
Garrett
they
Wilson,
have. They can,
the best, one of the best wide receivers in the league.
Tyrod Taylor could win 9 games.
Easily. With that team
Tyrod
and that
Taylor
defense,
makes
I agree.
Playoffs. Yeah,
yes.
100%.
I don't know if he makes playoffs, but they're on the fringe.
Great coach.
They I think
Robert Saleh is a great coach.
Right, but if they suck this year, he's gone.
Which is bullshit.
Morons.
It's because it's not his fault. It's just injuries. We'll never know what he gets to, if he's able to do anything, if he doesn't have a fucking starting quarterback. So it's strange to see. And then the other thing that was strange to see was I watched that Hard Knocks behind the scenes thing to go into the real Hard Knocks, which is weird because everybody wants to make reality content now. It's the New York Giants, and they went through the deal behind the scenes. I don't know if you guys have watched it, but I don't know how you talk shit against your starting quarterback in the offseason with all the executives, all your coaches, and then just show up for training camp and be like, well, Danny Dimes, we're super excited to fucking have you and see what happens here.
We're doing it for dramatic effect.
Over and over again. The other thing, too, that was really funny about it was they went through the Saquon Barkley deal, and they were positive that no one was going to spend money for a running back. And they were like, the Eagles? No. The Eagles would never pay this kind of money. And it was like, no, he's going there. And that's what they're going to do. After watching it, I have zero. If anybody has a gripe against Saquon Barkley, go fuck yourself. Like, they threw that guy under the bus over and over and over again. I hope he gets 2,000 fucking yards and you guys beat the Giants by 40.
We should.
Both games.
Yeah.
Because watching the shit talking behind the scenes, I just wouldn't sign up for this. Hard Knocks is one thing if you're in practice, but like watching executives shit talk every position and then go through how much money every person is worth, it was like watching fucking slave trading. Dead serious. They had a number next to every free agent, and they were like, well, that guy we could run into the ground for $1.75 million.
That's the job.
Yeah,
it's ruthless, dude.
This organization is not going to recover until Rooney Mara takes over.
The daughter?
Yeah.
So here's the
thing. Is that the one with the dragon tattoo?
Yeah. Until the girl with the dragon tattoo starts running that org.
Yeah. The wild thing is, he's the coolest guy in there. So he breezes in. He reminds me of an older Bob. Breezes in a pair of khakis. Looks like he's in a fraternity. He's got one of those vests on.
Only billionaires wear a
long sleeve, mm-hmm. and he'll just walk into the office very calmly, and he'll just say, "So, you guys thinking about here first round?" First round pick. What are we going with? And you can tell the coach is the guy, the GM is was the old Bills GM.
Yeah,
super nervous, and he's like, you know, hoping for you know, neighbors might be there at 7. He goes, okay, well, I hope it works out. And then he just shuts the door. And you're like, whoa, that guy's a fucking gangster. Like he said,
that's so
one line and then bounce.
So calm, like, and right, menacing. I love it.
It was awesome. Even Jesse was like, holy shit, you know that motherfucker's a billionaire. My wife was like, you know that motherfucker's a billionaire just by the way he's talking to these people. And I was like, shit. And I'll just pop in, open the door. So what do we got going on in here today? Okay. Hope that works out. Shuts the door. And it's like, you'll be fired tomorrow if it doesn't.
I like to think that that's actually what he said to Rooney and Kate when they told them that they were going to be actresses. Okay.
Yeah.
Hope that works out.
Hope that works out. We're all good. All good. But the other shocking thing was they said Malik Nabers was better than Marvin Harrison Jr. You're also giving fire to your potential opponents and all that shit. I would never in a million years agree to do this pre-show off-season bullshit for Hard Knocks. God damn.
Well,
man.
You don't. Oh, I don't know. What is the situation? Like, they're forced to do it, right?
I don't like this one.
I'm not sure.
Because okay. There is a certain, like, the NFL is like, it's a pool of teams that are a certain amount of shittiness, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, whoever they pick, it's like, you're doing it, asshole.
Just do it with fake teams like the Titans, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the Giants are a fake team because they're terrible. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But they kept talking about how much Danny Dimes' salary is eating up the cap. So they have to go up for all these cheap players over and over and over again. And it is interesting. It's just there's so much shit talking behind the scenes that, man, I would not want to hear any of that if I was a player. And then how he shows up to play knowing that everyone hates him is fucking insane to me.
I mean, be a man.
Yeah,
the only reason they don't like him is because he can't stay healthy and he sucks at football.
Yeah.
Right? Do one of those.
Hey, nobody's perfect.
Yeah. Like, perform well on the field and all that hate goes away.
You're talking about White Vic here.
It's in your hands. It's White in your hands. how excited are you about Michael Penix?
This is the worst decision in the history of the franchise. The worst absolute decision in the history of the franchise. We're in a shitty division. So, like, could they do it with Kirk Cousins?
You're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll make the playoffs.
I think so too.
And then Cousins will go down.
Yep.
Penix will come in. He's
hero.
He'll be the
hero.
Savior.
No.
Yeah.
He's going to big dick fucking.
What would you do?
Pay me. You know what? Switch out the Giants for that Falcons offseason. I would have fucking paid any amount of money to watch what went into that decision with those fucking dummies. And what that conversation was, we saw Arthur Blank yelling at him.
And the guy was explaining, like, we didn't think we'd get a quarterback in the next couple of years because we'll be too good, right?
No.
I think that's what I heard the GM say.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
I would really like to walk that out in these meetings because that's what they're doing with the Giants right now.
Then take J.J. McCart, like a guy who can play the position.
Yeah.
Not a dude who's fucking has both knees are gone.
Well, a guy who's 25 already. Yeah, like
he's just old. And
he's old and he's broke, man. That's,
broken. And so is the guy that's there who's 38. Like, yeah.
But he's accurate, except in the national championship.
Except when it matters. Yeah,
right. When we have all our money on him, he's accurate. All right, we'll switch on over to UFC to close it out. Delco, we'll start with you. What'd you think of the card on Saturday night? I went over to D'Anthony's house. We had some Moink Box wings. He had the kids over and everything. We had a great time. Gare Bear and Joel showed up for the literal last fight of the night, I think just so they could eat.
Are you going to make me fucking defend Bilal Muhammad?
I'm not.
I don't. He's so juiceless and like boring, but it was a pretty decent fight. Like, of all the Bilal Muhammad fights, it was one of the better fights besides the Sean Brady fight. I mean, he dropped fucking Leon Edwards on his head.
That was the only thing I liked. And then Leon Edwards at the end, God, if you would have put 30 more seconds on that fight, Leon Edwards could have won it.
Yeah.
That's a common refrain in Leon Edwards' career.
Is it?
I mean, even fucking
when he won the title, it
was in the last like 20 left. Seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an Usman ticket by decision.
Oof.
And I watched it on a phone in a bar.
That's why that Michael Jordan quote is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What is it?
I didn't lose. I just ran out of time. Oh, yeah, in the timed game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You asshole.
Exactly. Well, Leon Edwards literally knocked out the guy that was dominating him for 4.5 rounds.
And I'll give Delco his shine on the show. So I usually hit him up right before the fights, and I say, hey, give me a couple picks here tonight so I can have fun. And I threw a hundo on Patty. That was fucking awesome, and he ended up getting the bonus.
I was like, Bobby Green's the kind of guy that he could beat, but that's like, that's it.
Yeah.
He's reached the peak of his powers. Anybody above a Bobby Green, I don't think Patty can beat.
He so, looked he took him apart, though. Like, Patty looked better
Bobby
than I've
shot
seen him,
on him for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, who knows why
would
right?
you do that?
I don't know, but Patty looked the best I've seen him look in a professional fight.
And if you're going to submit somebody, that is the most exciting way to submit somebody,
have
in my opinion. In a leg triangle? Like, yeah. Holy shit, dude. That's like a fucking python.
And then he's just laid out like...
Oh, mm-hmm. Just unconscious. But Patty, to his credit, and look, hopefully he stays in shape like that. That was the best shape I've ever seen him in.
He does that all the time, but he's going to get
no,
fat.
But even his back yeah. looked ripped. Like, I mean, yeah, he was in really, really good. Great yeah, yeah. shape. I mean,
he's going to get fat again.
He needs to... He shouldn't. If he completely committed himself to this, maybe you'd see something different. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's what... So what happens to a guy like that in his next fight? Because he called out somebody in the fight, now that he's ranked... Or he will be ranked as of today. What's his potential then? Because I shit on Sugar Sean O'Malley in the past. I didn't think he could go as far as he could, and then here we are.
Well, it's the hardest division in the sport, lightweight. This is it. This is the peak. Like, he's not going above this.
He can't win one. Can't beat anybody in the top 10.
He could. I mean, if you give him like Michael Chandler, yeah, why not?
Okay.
Chandler's never going to fight Connor, so have him fight. Like British Connor.
It would be, by the way, that would be a fun event for the people, because Patty's got the personality for it. We all like Michael Chandler, regardless of what we think of him as a fighter. I would pay to watch that if that was a co-main.
But Michael Chandler stinks of fighting, so he could beat Michael Chandler.
Okay.
He could beat maybe like a Beneil Dariush at the end of his career. Like, he's at the tail end of his stuff. I don't know. Anybody, like, he has no chance against anybody in the top 5 or 10, really.
Okay.
Other than that.
And then Aspinall, I do want to agree with what you've said on the show in the past over and over and over again. He's the best.
Tommy Aspinall. His fights don't go past like a minute.
They don't.
I think he's got the best. He's got the shortest average time per match of any fighter in UFC history, 210.
I love watching heavyweights in UFC. Any shot. I think I know
he
your
would
answer.
Destroy John Jones.
Yeah, he'd okay. fuck John
he
Jones.
But any shot probably. That John Jones nope. actually takes that fight.
Fuck no. Why would he?
He's 38, right?
Yeah, and also he's going to beat Stipe. And you know what? If he fights somebody, it'll be Alex Pereira, because he can beat Alex Pereira, because he can take him down. He's not going to fight Tommy. Tommy has everything for him. Tommy's too fast, too strong, better hands.
I'm not sure who in this division can beat Aspinall, to be honest.
Nobody.
I mean, Cyril Gane, no. Volkov, no. Curtis Blaydes just got beat.
Volkov will be interesting, but he already fought him.
Pavlovich, yeah. Stipe, no, he's old.
He knocked out Sergei Pavlovich.
No.
So Tommy's just running through this division.
Fucking Ty. I mean, it's
he's fun to watch.
There's nobody left. There's nowhere for him to go either.
No, and he's really fucking fun to watch. So hopefully they just keep putting him in
they
shit.
They should just make him the real champion. Like, that doesn't... Yes. He had to defend his interim belt. That doesn't count as a title defense. That's stupid.
It's dumb. All of it is fucking dumb. The other thing I'll give you credit for, the other fight you picked was...
The over.
I hit you up about the over under in the Bilal fight.
Call. Yeah.
So it was 4.5, which means the fight's got to go the fucking distance.
They
it
never
did
finish
go.
Anyone.
Yeah. Why is that? And like, Dana hates all those guys. He hates that style of fighting. Like, is there a shot he would just exile those guys and be like, "Hey man, your contract's up. Get the fuck out of here."
I mean, he just did that to Makhayev, right?
He did, yes.
Undefeated.
Yep.
23, like, promising prospect. Although I had Manel Cape winning that fight. Like, I thought Cape won the fight, or Manel Cop. That said, Makhayev, he was too much of an issue off, like, out of the ring. He apparently punched Manel Cop in the face after taking a photo with him in the hotel. And there's a lot of other, like, issues with him, so that he's just like, it's not worth the headache.
Yeah, Dana goes, his exact quote was, "Good luck in the PFL or wherever the fuck it is you go."
Right. Because he's not bringing eyeballs in. He's Mm-mm. too much of an issue. But like a Leon Edwards or a Bilal Muhammad, they're not making that much money anyway, so I don't think they would ever get cut.
Who does Bilal fight next then?
Oh, they're going to feed him Shavkat Rakhmonov, who's going to destroy him.
Okay.
Rakhmonov's awesome. He has like he finishes every fight.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then last but not least, a lot of you guys in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook are asking when the fantasy football draft signups will be. Those will be in mid to late August. We'll be doing those. Same thing. Just subscribe to the Facebook group over there. It's free. It's a private group. We post all of our bet slips from my bookie in there. You can talk shit with one another. And I'll usually do it on a Friday. It's a one-and-done type sitch. We'll sign up for the 10 leagues. That's it. If you auto-draft, you're banned for a year. Hate the fucking auto-drafters. Very, very happy, though, that some form of football will be on my television in 3 days. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Don't forget to bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I got the under on Thursday night's preseason NFL opener at the Hall of Fame game. For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.